Do you want me to call you Antonio or Sweater Beats?
Sweaty Beats?
Sweaty Beats.
No, it's all cool. You can call me Sweaters.
Sweaters. Okay.
I think a lot of people do that.
Okay, so let's get right to it. So this is Sweater Beats. He is going to be performing at U Street Music Hall next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, which is really exciting. We're excited to have you on the phone. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
So how does it feel to tour in D.C., coming back to your hometown, after traveling and touring through California to Texas to Florida, other places?
And it's going to feel really good to be back. And I guess it's my hometown, because I know a lot of people from my high school and my parents and my family is all going to show up. And I'm super excited for that. Just to have the hometown vibe.
Yeah. Do they know? Is it kind of like a surprise visit? Like, hey, by the way, I'm going to show up. Or is it more like, I'm on tour, you should come out and support me?
Oh, yeah. No, I told my parents knew way in advance. Once I posted my tour date, they're like, we're going to be there.
Oh, that's
sweet.
The
first time they're actually going to see me do my thing.
That'll be awesome, man. So how did your DJ career start? And where do you find most of your inspiration from?
I guess I started about like making beats on the computer like 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I started making beats because all my friends that I jam with in a band, they left for school out of state, and I didn't have anyone to jam with. So I started jamming with myself, just programming my own drums.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of evolved from there. Just like I found new music on SoundCloud, especially electronic music, and I got deeper and deeper into production.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to gather that understanding of music through like your drumming? And do you play other instruments or?
Yeah, I play guitar.
Oh, sweet.
Like at first, it was all curiosity. Mm-hmm. At first. Like I didn't know anything at all, so whatever new song I heard was all new to me. But yeah, I pretty much learned a lot of things from YouTube. Just went to YouTube University, and it's a great resource. And I just like kept learning and learning stuff, and found all the skills I like to make my own music.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start touring?
About three and a half years ago. My last year of school was my first time touring, and my first tour was actually in Australia. So
was
a crazy, crazy thing.
Oh, cool. Was it like different from the United States?
You know what? I actually felt a little bit at home in Australia.
Really?
Yeah, it's not too different.
Mm-hmm.
And people are super friendly.
I heard like the music scene over there is really cool. Like they know good music, definitely.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially, I think Melbourne is like their cultural capital.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely worth to check out.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Australia, I heard that you've opened for Flume and Chet Faker. How was that?
Oh yeah. Amazing. I did a bunch of dates on Chet Baker's, I guess he goes by Nick Murphy now.
Yeah.
But his first U.S. tour, I did like a week-long leg of his tour, and he's like the nicest dude ever. He's super funny.
That's amazing.
And I like playing Fred for him, because the set I had been playing was like super chill, beat-driven, and the stuff I usually like to play, and it doesn't have to be big.
Mm-hmm. And like having them, like Flume, Chet Faker, and other artists you've opened for, what have you learned from them? Like, how have you learned from that experience, those experiences?
Engaging with the crowd is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a shy boy, so I'm always like just looking down, play my music.
Yeah.
I just get on stage, do my thing, get off stage. But engaging with the crowd is like one of the most important things.
Yeah, definitely.
When you're performing.
Hey, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with being shy. I'm the same way.
Yeah, I know, right?
What I've learned over the years is that, you know, the biggest leader isn't the loudest voice in the room, you know? And that's something I've always taken away from kind of a mantra of mine. So from my understanding, like growing up in Maryland and like the DC area, how is the music scene and the community you've grown around, like grown with, how has that shaped your sound as a DJ?
Oh man, well I think, so growing up in like the Burg and DC, there was like the whole DC punk scene and DIY shows. So that really got me into playing in bands and rock and roll and emo music. So I think just the rawness of just rock music in general is definitely, has accepted my sound. Like I play guitar on this live tour and I just like jam out. And some of my new music has a lot of guitar on it too. So yeah.
That's good.
Definitely some of the rock and roll.
Yeah,
vibe.
Yeah. Bringing back the classics.
Absolutely.
Did you go to like a lot of concerts growing up in DC, like U Street, Black Cat?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like when I was, a long time ago, I think my first concert ever was at, what is that? A frickin' big arena in DC.
Oh, Verizon Center?
Verizon Center, it might not have been called that before, but my first concert was there and I saw Blink 182, Weezer, and Tenacious D.
Oh my god.
That was like.
Weezer?
My first.
What?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites ever.
That's amazing.
But yeah, like 930 Club and Black Cat, that's where like I would see everybody. I think I saw Justice there in 2010. And Rat-Tat-Tat like a million times.
Oh, Rat-Tat-Tat is Black. Good.
Yeah.
Loud Pipes is a great song.
I love them so much.
And they're like really guitar heavy. They're like amazing in that way.
Oh yeah. Like I first listened to them and that's kind of like what put me on to like making beats with guitars. I was like, this is the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like me with Flume. The first song I heard from Flume, I was like, how have I never heard this before? You know? He's amazing. So I was actually listening to a couple of your songs. I was listening to Did You Wrong featuring Max. That was an amazing song, dude. That was incredible. What was the process of creating
that? So I started actually in Australia. It was just like a demo. And I brought it, I had a session with Bipolar Sunshine, and he sang over it, and we wrote together. We finished the song, but he couldn't be on it, so I had someone at Big Beat Records set me up with Max, and we linked up, he sang it, and he's like the most beautiful human being ever, and yeah, we're super good homies now.
Yeah.
And I'm super glad that he's on it.
Yeah, very
talented.
Because
he elevated that track, definitely.
I don't know if you could spoil the beans, but is there any chance that he'll be on tour with you? Like, maybe?
Well, I can say that he's definitely not on tour. He's doing his own thing. He played two shows with me on the West Coast, and he was gonna maybe pop out in New York if he drives there.
Cool.
But yeah, there's more than likely he'll be in New York.
In terms of creating new music, are you planning to create an album? Or I know that there was two singles that came out. It was the one with Max and then the song Better featuring Nicole Miller and Iman Royal.
Yeah. It's going to be an EP, and those are the first two singles up. We have one single lined up very soon. We're just getting everything all sorted. And yeah, six songs on the EP coming out early next year.
Oh, exciting. I'm really excited to hear it. So for the tour, when you perform at U Street, are you going to be playing a couple of the songs, or is it going to be more of an assortment of songs you've developed over the years?
This whole tour is 100% sweater beats, so I'm playing all of my songs over the years.
Awesome.
So I guess it's like the greatest hits tour. Yeah, all the new songs from the new EP I'm playing up, so if you come to my show, you get to have a sneak peek of all the new material.
Yeah, well, we're really excited. I know that me and a couple friends are planning to go, so we're really looking forward to it. You've made great music, man.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for chit-chat.
Yeah,
make
definitely.
Sure you come hang out at East Street with us.
Yeah, do you have any plans for Thanksgiving? Are you staying in D.C., or are you, like, going elsewhere?
Oh, yeah, we're having Thanksgiving at my sister's house for Thanksgiving, and then we ride out up the East Coast.
Oh, that'll be chill. All right, well, we're looking forward to your concert. Listeners, be sure to tune into that.
All right.
Peace out. All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.